We are learning Masechtas Nozer Daf Nun Beis Omer Beis, and we are starting halfway down the Omer by Tashma. We are in the middle of the Gemara Shaila, and the Gemara is not sure when the Mishnah says that Shedra and Gogolus, it makes a tumah in the oil, and not only is that, but it of Nozer is Megaleach on such a tumah, and we're not sure if it means the Shedra and the Gogolus, or either one by itself is enough. The Gemara so far did not bring a raya, and the Gemara is an attempt to bring another raya. Toshima, the Tanya, we learned in a braisa, that says like this: three way machlekes. Beshami Eimrim Roiva Atzomais Min Atzomim Oy Mishnayim Oy Mishloisha. The din of Roiva Atzomais, it could be from two or three bones. That's what Beshami holds. We know that in Hilchas Tumah Ba'oil even. Reva Atzomais is enough to make a person Tomei v'maga v'masa and with touching, carrying it, and oil. A Reva Atzomais is enough. By Nazir, the special Lacham HaShvusina has to be a Chatzi Kav. But a Reva Kav is enough of Atzomais to make Tumas oil. But Reva Atzomais of what? A quarter of a Kav of bones of which part of the body? So Beshami says it could be two, if any bones, it could be two or three bones, that's enough. As long as you have Reva Atzomais, it's v'tame. Ubeisiloimrim. A roiva is a roiva kav, a quarter of a kav, yeah. A quarter of a kav, and the Mishnah said chatzi kav, that's from a galeach lov. But from Tumas Oyel's roiva kav, at some it's been at some, or mishnayim, or mishloisha, or two or three bones. Basil argues, says roiva minagvia, roiva from the whole body, min roiva binyan, or roiva minyan. That's either roiva binyan or roiva minyan. Roiva binyan means like most of the height of the person, roiva of the height of the person, or roiva minyan means mostly, he has 248 bones. Has to be roiv of those bones. Omer Rabbi Shua, Yechaleini Lasos Divrei Beishamai VeDivrei Beisila Keechad. I can make that really Beisham and Beisila are saying the same thing. SheBeishamai Imrim Mishnayim or Mishloisha. When Beishamai says two or three bones, just let me just repeat over what Beisila holds. Beisila holds roiv Binyan Ravinya means the roiv Atzamais. Let's say the Reva Aminyan is 125 bones. It has to be ma'at of a little piece of every one of the 125 bones, altogether a total of Reva Atzamas. That's what Basila holds. Reva Aminyan, Reva Binyan. It has to be the Reva Kav has to come from those bones. You don't need 125 complete bones, but you need the Reva to come from those bones. And Rishu comes and says, I can make Beisham and Basila stem together. Yechalein lasses by Dir Beisham and Dir Basila Keechot. Beisham and Reva Mishnaim and Mishloisha means like this. Oy mishnei shakayim v'yerech echad, two shin bones and one thigh bone. Oy mishnei rechayim v'shoik echad, or two thigh bones and one shin bone. Hoyel v'roiv goyve shel adam. This is the roiv of the height of the person meguva, or you read it like the Bach, v'roiv bin yonei shel adam megoyva. It's the roiv of the height of the person. If you have his two thigh bones and his shin bone, or two shin bones on the thigh bone, it's roiv of the height of the person. Nothing on the legs is that's the binyan of the person. This is roiv binyan of the person. And Basil is talking about roiv binyan. Basil, I'm a roiv binyan, roiv binyan. What is he adding on? He's just adding on. By the way, I agree to you, roiv binyan, but I'm adding on roiv minyan as well. Hoil v'yeshnom mefarki yadayim v'raglayim. In your hands and feet already, just your hands and feet already covers almost the roiv minyan of the bones. Because the Gemara says that in each hand there are 30 bones. And each foot is 30 bones. So if you count the two hands, 2 feet, is 120 bones ready. All you need is 125. So if you count then the ankle and a few things there, you already have over 125. So all the Hillel is adding on, he's not arguing, he's saying, you said Rav Binyan, I'll say Rav Minyan as well. So Rabbi Shua says they both kashtim. I can ask me a question. He says two or three bones. So if it's two bones, where do you have the Rav Binyan? Shami said two or three bones. If it's three bones, you understand how you got Rav Binyan. You had either two thigh bones and one shin bone, or two shin bones and one thigh bone. What's Rav, what by two, how do you have Rav Binyan and two bones? It says Shtayim and Shloisha. Tosfos says two mahalchim. One mahalch Tosfos says is that it's Lav Dafka. Shtayim is Lav Dafka. It's Shver, it says Lav Dafka. Tosfos second teretz is that when you have two shin bones and one thigh bone, that's Kilu, it's only two bones, because the shin bones are very thin, so therefore it's still like one. So when you have two shin bones and one thigh bone, it's like two bones. That's Right. He didn't know. You don't see they argue. He was just giving you Rav Binyan, and he's giving you Rav Binyan. Not they don't see they argue. That's all. So that's the two shitas so far. The third Tana in this Mishnah is Shammai, not Beis Shammai. Shammai Omer Afilu Etzem Min Hashedra Min Hagoyles. Even Etzem from the Shedra Goyles is enough to be Metame. What exactly does that mean? So it's actually Machlokes Rishonim if it means a Roiva Hakav from either the Shedra or the Goyles, or it means just an Etzem, one bone from the Shedra or Goyles. Shammai holds already is enough to be Metame. One bone. That's enough. Because the Shedra girl is so chashiv, or Etzem from that already could be Metame. So Akaponim, the Adkan, the Braisa. So what's the Raya? So we'll bring you a Raya from that from Shammai. Shammai says, he argues, but Shammai says, Min HaShedra Oy Min HaGoyles. It's mashma that the Chiddush of Shammai is that the one Etzem is enough to be Metame. One Etzem from the Shedra girl is enough to Metame. But if you have entire Shedra or entire girlis, Shedra is a spine and girlis is a skull, if you have entire skull or entire Shedra, then it would be Metame, even if it's even by itself. So, and it's mashma, that's not a machlekes. The whole machlekes just is if Etzem Echad and the Shedra or not. But the whole Shedra, it sounds like everyone would agree. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara's diak right now. Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Shedra and girlis, and shout out them and both or one alone. So being poshut from here, that means one or the other. Because here, Shammai clearly says, Oy Shedra, Oy Gagoyles, either one. So we're just arguing about the Etzem Echa, but everything else we agree. So it's a riot to the Shaila.
What is it? Rebinion?
Neither. Shammai holds you don't need Rebinion, Rebinion.
Not Shammai.
Shammai
holds one bone.
No, Shedra Gagoyles is neither Rebinion, Rebinion. Neither one. If it would be one or one, it wouldn't be a Shaila. Yeah. The Shedra Gagoyles have a special chashivus. That since a person needs a skull, and a very important part of his body, he needs all his body parts, but the skull is like a very important part, and the shed is a very important part, so it either means both together, even though it's not Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan, or it means one or the other one. You know, one or the other one, that was a shaila I learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, look at the Mishnah, back at the Mishnah, and it's Mishnah always also, it's giving different things that you Megaleach love. It says, Al HaShedra Val HaGagoyles, shaila means both or not. Shalav, that's what it means. It means both of them or not both of them. And in the Mishnah, in Olis, it also mentions Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan as well. It mentions that. So even with the Shedra Gagoyles. So that's not Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan. That's something else. Al Kaponim, so here, we're trying to get right from Shammai. The Shammai says, Oi, and we probably also have me, Oi. Everyone know, Shani Shammai, the Machmer. No, don't bring a right from Shammai. Shammai's Machmer, but Rabbanim, you need both of them. Shammai's Machmer, even one Etzem from one of them is enough. But we hold Mamish, the other side of the spectrum. We need both of them complete. So, afraid to tomorrow, let's bring them right the other way. Lisha Vinei, Taimid, the Shammai, the Machmer, that's what either or. Harabbanon, Adi Kashad, regardless. And Tosfos explains what the Raya is. Since our Mishnah does not mention the word Oi, just says Al HaShedra V'Gagoyles, Val HaGoyles, doesn't say Oi, and here we see Shammai mentions the word Oi. You see, without the word Oi, it means both. So Ilchari is bringing a Raya out all the way. You see, when you want to say Oi, you say Oi, and our Mishnah doesn't say Oi. So it's bringing a Raya that it's Taka, both of them. Loi, Adka, like Pigar Bona, Leda Shammai, Elba Etzim Echad, Da'asi, Min Shedra, Min Goyles. The more answer is no. The Rabbanon and the Mishnah is going back on Shammai Shita, and they're saying it's not an Etzem Echad. You need a complete skull of complete Gagoyles. And Lehecha the Isa Beina. But if you have the whole thing, Afilu Chodem Nainim, one of them is also. He's saying, give me Daicha. Don't bring a Diik from here and say Oi. He's going back on Shammai. Shammai said Etzem Echad enough. Comes the Rabbanon and say no. You need a complete Shedra or Gagoyles. But don't be Medaik anything from that because. It means Oi also in the Mishnah. Just going back on Shammai's Oi, either one. So maybe our Mishnah also means either one. So it's not a Raya. At the end of the day, we end the Sugya without a Raya. If our Mishnah means Shedra V'Gagoyles, or it means Shedra or Gagoyles. It means either or both of them. We end the Sugya without a Raya. Zog to Gemara Vayta. We learn the next Sugya as well now in today's Shir. It goes until the middle of Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Boi Roim Bachama. Roiva atzomois min shedra v'gagoyles mai. Now remember, in our Mishnah it says how many atzomois? What's the shear of the atzomois that Yechayiv noses megaleach on it? It says in the Mishnah chatzi kav atzomois. Need a half a kav atzomois. And remember another thing is that in the Mishnah and Olos when it talks about tumas oil, it's enough for roiva kav atzomois. So what's Pesach Chatzikav? So we said, Taisa says, oh, but it's a locha v'ish mesinai, that it comes to Geluach, you need Chatzikav. It's not enough Roiva Kav, it's Chatzikav Atzomis. What are these Atzomis? So we said, we just have a Mesillah that has to be from the 125 bones. That's what it has to be. But the Shaila, just the dinner is not this Chatzikav, and the locha is by regular Tumas oil, Roiva is enough. A Gemara comes and declares the Shaila. Roiva Atzomis Mishad v'Gerlis Mai. When do we need chatzikav? That's when it comes from the other avar, from the rev minyan or rev binyan. The shedra girls, which are very chomer. What's the chomer of it? The chomer of it is that a complete shedra and girls is matama, even though it's not rev minyan or rev binyan. So you see, shedra girls, but etzem have a chashivas. So maybe by those bones, I feel rev atzomis is enough. If the Reva Atzomis comes from the Choshev of bones of Shedra and Gerlis, then it's enough Reva for Nazir. Or maybe no, there's a din, Halacha Mishinu Chatzikav. So that's the din, it's Chatzikav. The Brisker Rav gives a little taste to the Shiloh. Because if you ask me a Shiloh, what do you mean? The Halacha Mishinu Chatzikav is Dafka Chatzikav Atzomis. So the Brisker Rav explains the Shiloh like this, that when you have a Reva Kav from Shedra and Gerlis, what do you look at it? Do you look at it as a bucket of bones, so then the halacha is giluach needs chatzikav, finished. Or you look at this roiva kav as an extension of a shedra and gagolis. The roiva kav is a shear that's enough that it gives it a din shedra and gagolis. And therefore, it's not, it doesn't go into lachem as we've seen about chatzikav, roiva kav. What it is a shedra and gagolis. You know, shedra and gagolis, so maybe this roiva kav is enough because it gets a din. Like it takes on the life of the Shedra and Gerlis, and therefore it will be, the halacha will be that will be enough to make a le'echalav. So the Gemara's question is very simple. If a roiva atzomois from Shedra and Gerlis is better than the regular bucket of bones, the regular bucket of bones is chatzikav, but here Shedra and Gerlis is more chashiv. That's the Gemara Shaila. Omar Rav. Gemara's bringing a raya from the just previous brayse that we just learned. Omar Rav. So the Gemara will come bring a raya from there eventually. Amar Rava, Toshima. The Gemara first brings a raya. The raya from the previous raya, that's the next raya. This first raya comes from our Mishnah. Amar Rava. Our Mishnah says, Toshima, Hashedva Gerlis. It's our Mishnah, and the Mishnah always says that Tumma, how do you have Tumma? If you have a complete Shedra and Gerlis. Visakadayatach Revat Somis, the Osim Shedra Gerlis is Chamor. If you hold already that Revat Somis from Shedra Gerlis is sufficient to make Tumas oil. And for those of the galeach on it, listni al roivat somois habam na shedra. And Tois explains the question that the Gemara is assuming no such thing as a shedra and gagalos doesn't have at least a roivat somois. There's no such thing that a shedra and gagalos, it's possible the shedra and gagalos have at least roivat somois. So why does our Mishnah say shedra and gagalos, and let's say even a roivat somois? What do you need to hold one for? Just the Reva, if Reva Thomas Lowens is a Tomei, so Reva Thomas should be enough. Why do you need a complete Shedra and Gerlis? You have a Reva, it's enough. That's the Gemara's Raya. Why does the Mishnah say Shedra and Gerlis? Reva should be enough because it at least has a Reva. So it must be Reva Thomas, not a Tama. List the Reva Thomas of Shedra. So, and for the Gemara, you Rava, we'll read our Gersa, then we'll speak some things out. But so it says, you Rava have this Raya. How do you bring this to Raya? But Rava, who the Amar, he himself said, Loi Nitzricha. He one time said this memra, Lenitzukhela, Shedra Gail Shema Revatsomis. The whole Kiddush of our Mishnah is a case of Shedra Vigugailis that don't have a Revatsomis. That's the Kiddush. As long as it's complete Shedra and Gailis, it's Metama, even though it's not Revatsomis. Even though it's not a Reva. So there's not a Rai for our Mishnah. There's a very big possibility to have a Shedra and Gailis that's less than a Revatsomis. And the Kiddush of our Mishnah is that's still Metama, even though it's less than Reva. It's still Metama oil. It's still Megaleach Alav, the Nazar Megaleach Alav, because it's a complete Shedra and Gagarlis. So what's Rava's question even? Which is really a Teretz Rava's Shiloh, it's even a Kasha Rava. What's Rava thinking? So Gemara answers, Basar Hashem Rav Akiva. Now, what does this mean? It's a big tumult in the Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean? What does Basar Hashem Rav Akiva mean? So there's a different Girsa in the Gemara. Some take out his words. The Goyin takes out his words, Basar Hashem Rav Akiva, takes it out. And it's really Gemara's tarets to the Raya. Right? Gemara wants to be a Raya from Shedra and Gerlis from the Mishnah. And Gemara's tarets says, no, the Shedra and Gerlis from the Mishnah is less than a Reva. But Tosis has a Gerlis like this. That Rava said this Raya from Shedra and Gerlis is mashma, that Reva will not be Metama, because when you have to come up to the full completion of Gerlis, type without Reva. On that, Mar Ukva answers. Mar Ukva, not Rabbi Kiva, Mar Ukva answers. That we're talking about a case where it's less than Roi Vatzomis. On that, the Gemara has a kasha. Why didn't Rava knew that? Rava one time said the same exact thing like Gemara Ukva. So what was Rava asking Akasha? Mokka to say the Teretz. Rava himself said the Teretz. And for the Gemara, Basur Shama Gemara Ukva, that's when Rava said it. Basur Shama asked it, that's when he said it. That's he read the Girsa. That's one Teretz Mahalak and Taisis. There's another Mahalak and Taisis that has to do Rabbi Kiva, but the Rosh asked Akasha on that, so we won't say over that Mahalak. But this is, we'll say one Mahalak at least. One, the easy way out is the Gra takes it out. The second mahalach is we're going. It means about ukva, and it means that the mokus says hurts. What? No, but what's the word? Basa shama rakiva. He takes out. No, it's not. He answered the question. The way it is, we have Rava brought a raya from the Mishnah, and we answer. No, Rava himself answered this raya once upon a time. It's kasha on Rava, but we didn't answer kasha on Rava. But the girsa that we are saying over, it could be like this: that Rama ukva said the tarets. The kasha is Rava himself holds that tarets, and for the gemara basa shama rakiva. Okay. Gevaldik. Let's try bringing another right shot. So remember, we have a shaila here. Is a roiva at somis from a shedder and girls with a so choshev. The question is that matama? Or you need chatzi kav, like every other, or like all other bones? Toshima, being right from this previous brayse that we just learned. Toshima, Shammai Omer, Shammai says, afilu etzem echod min shedder megagarlis is matama. So what do you see? So you see over here that even etzem echod from a shedder and girls matama. So we're saying that Taisus learns, Taisus Shita is, Etzem Echad means one Etzem, not a Reiva Akav, means one Etzem. And we're saying, if Shammai holds that Etzem Echad from a Shedra and Gilgalis is enough to be Metameh, and maybe Megaleachalov, when that we're assuming that he holds Megaleachalov, it's not Mestavra that the Rabbanu will hold the other side of the spectrum, they need a Chatzi Kav from that. That's already pushing it. So therefore, if you hold Etzem Echad, you'd probably go to the next station, which is Reiva Akav, not the Chatzi Akav. So it's a Raya that we hold that Reiva Akav is enough from Shammai, because Shammai wouldn't go Mekotza El Akotza. So Mar says, no, we will go that. Shani Shammai, the Machmer Tvei. No, Shammai is very Machmer. So afraid the Gemara now the other way, Liv Shemrei time with the Shammai, the Machmer. Hold the Rabbanah, that is Chatzi Akav at Thomas. But if you're Rabbanah, you need Chatzi Akav. Why? So Taisha speaks out, because the Rabbanah should have argued with him and said, no, Reiva is enough. Why the Rabbanon stay quiet? It sounds like the Rabbanon hold that's the same thing. Because if Shammai said this Chumrah of Etzem Echad, the Rabbanon should have argued and said, you know, Reiva, I'll agree to you. That much, yeah. He doesn't say that. They stay quiet. So it sounds like it means Chatzikav. So, hold the Rabbanon, I think Chatzikav at Thomas. So no, Dumad can't like plead Rabbanon le Shammai le Etzem Echad. Av Reiva at Thomas for Rabbanon Moidu. Maybe no, don't be arrived from that. That the Reiva, he didn't feel a need to speak it out. But once they argued and answered, maybe went down to the next station, Taka Reiva at Somers, but it's no Raya, because they didn't say anything, they mean Chatzi Kav. So we're staying with a Shaila, we're not sure again, we're staying with the Sabayi. If Reiva at Somers, Meshedra and Gailis, is enough to Matam, usually Chatzi Kav, like our Mishnah says, but maybe Shedra and Gailis is so Choshev that a Reiva Kav would be enough, sufficient enough, to make Megaleach Lov and to make Tameh. We have definitely a Beis Shammai. It says Etzem Echad is enough, and according to Taisa Shita, it means Etzem Echad Mamish. But we have a question, Lefidah Rabbanon, if a Roiva at Somers, Meshach Girls, will be enough to Metameh and Megaleach Lov.